Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
And this is, Lee, for the record, totally normal, okay? There's nothing to see here. I just want to preface that. It's all very normal.
Glad you warned us.
Yeah. And we're totally not seeing stats that go beyond even the Great Recession. We're not seeing that. So there's nothing to be concerned about. It's impossible to even know, really, if we're in a recession. I mean, if we just don't identify as being in a recession, then we're just not.
We just don't know what we don't know.
We just don't know anything. We don't know anything. So it's all very unknowable. It's all very murky. It's all very confusing. But I keep seeing these stats that I keep pointing out to you where things are worse than during the Great Recession. Like this headline from Fortune. Wall Street. U.S. housing market to see the second biggest home price decline since the Great Depression. Wait. Since the Great Recession? No. Since the Great Depression.
They mentioned the D word, huh?
The D. The Great Depression, which is not the Great Recession, but is the Great Depression.
Yeah, the one that was like, almost 90 years ago?
Yeah, that one. I can remember as a kid, too, my grandfather, I don't know if you had any Depression-era grandparents.
Yep.
And my grandpa would buy, you know how cheap those tin cans of, like, vegetables are?
Yep.
And he would eat, like, two-thirds a thing of green beans, and I'd be like, chuck that. It's like a dollar, right? Probably $2.50 now, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And he'd eat every last bit of it. He was because he never knew it was around a corner, and he kept a large garden even when he really got too old to take care of it. But he'd go out there and shuffle out there and try to do it because he was always waiting for the shoe to drop around the corner. And that's how they. Because you learned that. It was hard. I mean, you got dependent on your garden and your own home garden, things like that. And he wouldn't let it go even when he was too old to take care of it for that very reason, because he'd lived through that. And he did not forget. He was born in 1910. So that made a real impression on me as the kid. He was still in his 80s traumatized by the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about here.
You tend to remember things like that when you go through difficult periods.
Let me read this sentence. It's always refreshing to see somebody telling the truth about the economy in this country. That history or lack of history is why recent outlooks published by Wall Street titans are raising eyebrows. Not only is there a building consensus on Wall Street that we've entered into a period of falling home prices, obviously, but there's also a consensus it will be the second sharpest home price decline since the Great Depression. Not the Great Recession, the Great Depression. And this is all from the internals of Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Moody's Analytics. And look, we saw double-digit price decreases before, and that gave us the Great Recession. But the difference this time is the speed. It's the speed of it. It's the crash of it. So obviously homes were overvalued, Lee. I mean, everybody's been walking around saying that for years.
Yeah.
And a lot of that obviously is caused by really bad policy with our interest rates. The government shouldn't even be setting interest rates. I mean, the Federal Reserve, I mean, they shouldn't have anything to do with it whatsoever. The market should determine it. We wouldn't have to have this every 10 years, but we do. So this is what we're doing. So what's happened is Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve, who said, what? That inflation? No inflation. It's going to be transitory. We'll be fine. Just go ahead and print some more. And then we did. And then he went, oopsie, I got to fix this. I'm going to jack rates through the roof at an amazing speed. Watch me. And so you get this crashing out that we're having, and is a correction needed? Absolutely. But here's the problem. The correction's needed because they inflated the bubble again. And the problem with that is that when you crash out the market like this, so many jobs are lost. My sister's job's already gone. She was in a mortgage industry. They already shed all those workers, months ago in anticipation of this. She's had to get a new career in a new industry, newly trained. She'll survive for now. But when the real estate industry, that is thousands and thousands of jobs gone. That begins to bleed over into home repairs because you always have to call the handyman when you sell your house to settle up, differences between the two sides of what needs to be fixed. People buy new furniture. They buy, home goods. All of that kind of say they throw stuff away. All those industries are getting whack. It's going to be thousands of jobs gone. And where are we? Well, Jerome Powell's cheering it on. He's going, well, I'm going to have to shrink the real estate industry to get a hold of inflation. So, I'm going to go ahead and take 20% off the top. He's telling us this. Yeah, I'm going to shrink it just to save you. Well, save me from what? Well, inflation. Oh, well, Mr. Powell, why do we have inflation? Well, if he was honest, he'd say, because I printed all that money for Congress. Sorry. Too bad your job and your house has to get it. But that's where we are now. Well, it'll take at least a job loss of $1 million. But, if I do this, it could be $4 million, too. We're not really sure. It could be on the order of four times that. We don't know. Oh, and your wages will have to go down. This is just the beginning of it, Lee, and we're already seeing predictions of stuff we haven't seen since the Great Depression. I got to tell you, that scares me. That is not financial stability.
Heard another report where they said that shipping from overseas is down 20%. And, in fact, the cost of shipping now has dropped some 80%, which means it's oversupplied. So in other words, the shipping from the imports we're bringing into this country are being reduced. There's only one reason you do that, because you've got too much supply and there's not enough demand.
And that goes exactly what Maersk told us six weeks ago. When they said in the middle of July, the U.S. economy hit a wall and the warehouses are full. People realize they can't afford to buy this stuff anymore because of inflation, and it all backed up again. And so all this stuff sitting in warehouses. And because nobody's buying it because they can't move it. We saw that in the corporate reports from Walmart and Target and others. And now we're seeing all this weird stuff. Did you see this? I debated whether to tell you this, Lee, because okay. If I say it, if I tell the people.
You think it might happen?
Well, no. I don't care about much of anything else right now, except I'm going to have a bang-up Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, I know where you're going. Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I already, because you remember we were getting ready to have that strike?
Yeah.
I went out and bought all of the non-perishables for Thanksgiving, like the stuffing and stuff, because nobody's taking that from me, okay? I don't care. They're not doing it. So I've got all that stuff for Thanksgiving. Crash is like, Ma, what are you doing? Thanksgiving's not for a long time yet. And I'm like, yeah, well, we lived in the Biden economy. You got to prepare,
Exactly.
So, I don't know if I should tell everyone about butter because I myself am planning to run out.
Saw that.
Right after the show. I'm not making this up. I am going after the show, and I'm going to buy 2 to 3 months' worth of butter.
Suddenly there's going to be a run on butter in the Southeast thanks to the tariff reservations.
Well, see, last time I did this, there was a run on Listerine.
Yeah.
Rambo Loco went to get some because he was, he's a fan of the show, and he was dying laughing because all the brown Listerine was gone. Not the green, though. I literally, as he's listening to the show, he's like, I didn't try that. By the way, he's cleaning everything with Listerine now. He has his own spray bottle, and he's walking around because he hates the chemicals and that stuff. You could kill anything with Listerine. They used to use
it. Now the whole Servatius household has a minty fresh smell.
Well, no, you use the brown. You clean everything with it. It works great. Toilets, surfaces. It's actually a very non-chemical cleaner. They used to use it as a for surgery in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
If you have to do emergency surgery in your basement, which we may be doing here before it's all over.
Of course, the Civil War surgeons didn't even use anesthesia, so that's not really an option for us.
Well, no, it was after the Civil War they started using Listerine. It was originally for surgery. It was antiseptic, but now you can rinse your mouth with it and clean your entire kitchen, apparently. Anyway, butter. So we're looking at a butter shortage, which to me, Lee, as other women listening, to me, that is absolutely a true crisis.
Core.
I saw that. So I don't have time, but I am going
that's
today to get
to your cooking objectives. No question. And it's actually the better for you than margarine or any type of butter substitute.
I don't need that stuff.
No. And there's something else that goes along with butter. Butterball turkeys. You better go ahead and get them.
Yeah, maybe I should go ahead and pick up. Are the turkeys out yet?
I have not. I'm waiting for it because they're... I've been reading reports that because of bird flu and who knows what else, there's, you know, all kinds of things that have been impacting the turkey supply for the coming Thanksgiving season. So when the turkeys hit the freezer, I'm going to snag a couple and get them in my freezer. I think it was on the Butterball website too. They said that frozen turkeys can last up to 2 years in a freezer.
All right, well, I'm going to pick one of those up today. Yeah. I got to get a good 25-pounder.
Maybe for this Thanksgiving and next Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 24.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to be on the lookout now. Yeah. Except now that you've gone ahead and said that, Lee, now there's going to be any turkeys.
I know, there's going to be a run on turkeys.
There's going to be a run on turkeys. We do that. Well, apparently the butter supply in storage facilities awaiting the holidays is down 22% over a year ago. So maybe we look at it like, it's everybody for ourselves in the WRD audience.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing you the news like first, and you go out and make a run on the butter. Go ahead, get the butter before everybody else does. We're going to be way ahead of those people on the listening to the planet, okay? And if you see them, they all look homeless.
Yeah, exactly.
Just elbow them aside, like the host themselves. Just elbow them aside and grab some butter.
All right.
Just run them over with your cart. It'll be okay. I love to poke the Rise guys, by the way, because they'll poke me back on the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? So if I could get them to mention me on the air, people who love them will come over here to check me out.
Oh, yeah.
And they might, some of them stick around and like the show.
A little cross-pollination, it never hurts.
Yeah, no problem. So every time they trash me, it's just good for me. So, go ahead and run those Rise Guys listeners over and get yourself some butter.
Collision on aisle three at the butter.
I know. Dexter, it's butter shortage. I use half a truckload for my Christmas bacon. I know, me too. I'm right there with you. I don't even know what all I use it for. I mean, just, I go through it. My husband will be like, well, I just ran and got you a pound. I'm like, no, I need another one. So there you go. By the way, I'm not eating it, Lee. I'm baking it for other people.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Because I like my new PhD weight loss look.
There you go.
So.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.